Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast. Here, we like to talk about things that help us simplify our lives from within. And one of the ways to do so may be acknowledging the simple yet indispensable value of your existence. But let's get on with the episode. We've gotten used to thinking that bigger things are more important. But today, I want to shift your focus to how small things change our lives even more than big things. The 2020 events are considered to be massive. And I mean, they're considered to be massive for a good reason, right? But in my personal, and I mean very, very personal, individual life story, nothing much changed. For example, I've experienced a much bigger shift in my life while listening to one podcast where this unknown author at the time, whose name is Monica Berg, just said the phrase, "Fear is not an option. What else can I do?" And it was just such a huge aha moment for me. Right there, that little moment of hearing the right thing at the right time, it changed my life. It changed my life much more significantly than many of the biggest events in the living history that I've gotten to experience. I'm sharing this not to say that 2020 was insignificant, of course, that's obvious, or to act ignorant about other people's suffering. I am aware of the global consequences, you know, those events had. But in my personal journey, it was not that significant. It was a pretty good year for me, actually, if I only look at my own life. Or the other time when a friend of mine called me intelligent. It was the first time in my life when I heard someone say that about me. And it was also the first time I was able to open myself up to this idea that, maybe I am intelligent. It was not during some graduation, you know, from high school or university or something. It was just a random chat, you know, on some Wednesday afternoon, I guess. Just intelligent was never something I saw myself as because probably because of my dislike of schools and academia, and their dislike of me. And yet it took one sentence from someone who's known me for years in order for me to unlock a new perspective that's now been impacting my life in multiple beautiful ways, one of which is this podcast. You know, like, because intelligence is not just intellect. It's not just some logic and some facts. Like, intelligence has a much broader meaning. And if I didn't think that I was at least a bit intelligent, I probably wouldn't even know about that broader meaning, right? Or let's go to another time when I was approaching the darkest, so dramatic, but the darkest moments of my life, facing some real and hard challenges. And I met this girl who was such a naturally positive person. It was as if she's never had a problem in her life. And she probably hasn't because she doesn't see problems as problems. You know what I mean? Like, I've never met anyone as light and positive as her. And to this day, I haven't seen anyone like that, even, you know, on the internet, anywhere. Someone who only knew how to look at the bright side, just naturally like that. We drifted apart soon enough, because I moved and also because I was mentally in a ditch. And I guess she never knew what kind of an impact she had on my life. But she was the only real person, like not fictional person, I've ever met who showed me just how positive a person can be. Not naive kind of positive, but there's no point to think negatively kind of positive. Before her, I just simply didn't know that a person can like that can even exist. And, you know, I will always be grateful to her, honestly, because now I'm able to grasp the idea that it's possible to exist like that, which is still kind of wild, but at least I kind of can believe it. And another example, the body positivity movement. I'm butchering things. The body positivity movement, it was huge and it did not have any impact on me, on how I see myself, or others, on how I see others, or what I think of bodies in general and whatnot. But it's such a huge global movement, right? Still, I experienced a much warmer transformational moment regarding my self-image when I was looking at my long skinny neck and I was commenting on my female's Adam's apple or whatever that is called. You know, why do I have it? It's not normal, etc., etc. And my other half just casually said to me that it simply makes me unique. And then at that moment, I was like, yeah? Yeah? Why do I think my body is supposed to look a certain way? Despite of the body positivity movement happening for years at that time, you see what I mean? Like, his presence and very few simple words in my life, they were 100 times more impactful than all the big campaigns, big names, and big PR budgets. Since that day, I really did start making the effort to always shift my perception of my looks. Whenever I want to think something negative, I turn it around and do something positive, unique, beautiful, enchanting, you know, big protruding eyes. No. My eyes drip with emotion and give me the gift of seeing the world. You know what I mean? Or a long pointy nose. No. A one-of-a-kind anime character-like nose. So cool. You know, why would I ever think badly of myself? What's in it for me? What's in it for me to think badly of myself? Absolutely nothing. So my boyfriend's little seemingly thoughtless comment, again, opened me up to a brand new perspective that all of those billions of dollars were not able to actually create. And I could think of so many more examples like these, but the point remains the same. All of these comments came without any grandiose presentations, without any million, billion, trillion dollar marketing campaigns. I always feel bad when I talk bad about marketing because I work in marketing, but anyway. And they came without any agendas, which marketing could never. Marketing always has an agenda, right? So there were simple sentences that most of the time people said kind of thoughtlessly, because they genuinely believed in it. These things were obvious to them, so they didn't need time to think over what they're going to say or how they're going to say it. But most importantly, these comments usually came from simple, everyday people whom I would pass by often. People just like you and I. And these people changed my life. Not to mention how I've changed my life. I mean, I'm one of these people too, you know? So I wanted to share this today to remind myself and you that our lives matter. You know, your life matters immensely. You can be that person in someone's life who will change who they are forever. And I'm not being, you know, whatever you would describe this as. I mean, sometimes I don't know about that intelligent part of myself. Just kidding. You can be that person who will unintentionally heal someone, you know, by maybe showing them where their wounds are. You can be that person who inspires someone else by simply being yourself. And not only you can be all that, you very likely already are. You just may not know it. You know, everything and everyone exists for a reason. There's a reason for all of our noses and foreheads, and everything else, I guess. And it's all as it's supposed to be, for now at least, not forever. I mean, my nose is here forever, so deal with it. Why am I so witty today? Anyway, so I just hope that we learn to appreciate ourselves a little more. A lot more, actually. A little will not do it for me, okay? Appreciate our essence, appreciate our authentic expression, and enjoy playing a part in this organic flow of things where everything is set up exactly as it's supposed to be. And that's all for now. Don't forget to follow and rate the podcast so more people can discover it. Thank you all for listening. Love you guys, and until next time.